The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate Rogue One, a Star Wars story, one minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from petetheretailer.com.
I'm Cece Pleasance from throwmamafromthetrain.org.
And I'm Tony Thaxton from bizarrealbums.com.
And welcome back to the show, guys. You guys are both returning, but you've never been on together at the same time.
Correct. Yes. So, this is correct.
Returning separately together.
Separately together for the first time.
Right. Yes. And but yet I've known Cece for, gosh, 20-something years probably.
I mean, 15 years because we're each 25 years right. old, right?
You met in the...
Yeah, yeah.
In the delivery room.
You met.
Yes.
Probably 20 years.
Something like that.
We met in high school.
Mm-hmm. But separate high schools.
Yes.
Isn't why people are listening, though.
Yeah.
Once again, separate but together.
Right.
Well, we're glad you guys could finally be in the same room and hear talk about Rogue One.
Yes.
Specifically, Minute 91 of Rogue One. Mm-hmm. Minute 91 starts off with the little, a shuttle? But it's not like a space shuttle. It's like an airline shuttle. An airport shuttle.
Rocket plane.
It's not like a plane.
Oh, no, no. Monorail.
It's like
monorail.
Yeah, it's like an airport shuttle. Yeah. Like one of those things you get on at Chicago.
Yeah, so one of those is leaving for the Imperial Archives, and then a minute later, they're walking in those archives, and we pass another KX something droid that passing by.
People mover? Tram? You said tram.
You know, tram is probably the closest.
Monorail.
Light rail? I don't know.
Gondola?
Let's go with boring roller coaster.
Yeah. Mm. Safe roller coaster.
Show me boring roller coaster.
So this is, we get to see the troopers, getting ready for combat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it, I'm going to flip a question we ask a lot on this show. If you had to fight in a Star Wars place, which environment would you want to be a soldier in? Like, would you want to be in this tropical one? Would you rather be in the snow planet? Do you want to go in the hot desert? Do a little desert shield action? What's your pick? I'm going to say I want to fight indoors. I want to fight like in the Death Star or something where it's like.
Oh, so indoors is an option.
Yeah, I guess. Of all the places we've seen.
In my house.
No, I just want like the temperature controls and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was going to say, what's the air conditioning sitch in the Death Star?
I feel like it's got to be nice.
Oh, it's got great, great climate control.
Might be
in there.
Too cold because remember it's run by like a bunch of old men.
Oh yeah, and they're all wearing like large suits.
Yeah,
they're all heavy wool. Large suits.
Yeah, so it might be a little bit chilly. Might need to like a Death Star cardigan.
When their grandchildren come to visit, they're like, "Grandpa, it's freezing in here. Yeah. Open a window."
Would that be a Stardigan?
Oh, a Death Star.
I'll show myself out.
Only Monday.
They make a. I gotta go look it up. I think that her universe or whatever. I think they make a like an Imperial officer cardigan. So it's like a cardigan in like black or gray,
like
or
a knit.
Green. but with the little like rank bars embroidered into it. That is cool.
I'm gonna I gotta go find that again.
But it's only for ladies though, right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, well, maybe not. You could wear it.
That's probably true.
We live in a fluid time. Yeah. I feel like you could have one if you want.
But the buttons are always on the wrong side. It gets me all confused when the...
And your valet is always confused. He's like, sir, I can't button you. I'm not left-handed.
And where's my car? So the famous Citadel Tower we see here with the big radar dish on top and everything like that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a pretty striking building.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I call it a Walter dish, but...
A Walter dish?
The I only noticed the first time here that the base of the Citadel looks like the Imperial spoke insignia.
Oh.
I'm just watching it now.
I didn't notice it still.
Like when they fly kind of over it, I noticed that it looks a little bit like, you know, it's got a main hub there, and then it's got a bunch of little things, spokes kind of coming off of it that are fat at first, and then it looks like almost like the Imperial insignia.
Look at that.
I think I would want to fly. I would want to fight in this place.
Oh yeah, we kind of really trampled over the rest of your.
It's a, I mean, it, because it's like it's kind of tropical. Right. It seems like it would just be like a nice. Also, if you're gonna die, you know,
might as well die in Margaritaville.
Yeah, Margaritaville.
And
as long as it wasn't too humid. You know what I mean? Like, that's you don't want to be all like.
Are you. Is there rules about what you're wearing? Like, am I in Star Wars gear? Or could I. If I'm in this tropical climate, could I be in my bathing suit?
Well, you'd have to be in a. Whatever, like, the people wear in a combat situation is what you know. I guess if you wanted to, you could strip off all your gear, just run around, but I guess you'd probably be.
Where would you like to fight a naked war?
I'm not trying to get Kazuka's a lot of fun.
That's true, yeah.
You could wear cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah, and I could maybe hide some weapons.
Stargo shorts.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
And a Stardigan. So yeah, you're going tropical. Pete, you have any? You like it cold? You want to go to Hoth?
Probably not Hoth. It's a little too cold. Yeah. I don't know. I need something a little bit. I don't know. I got to think that. But all right. I don't know, though. That always. When I was playing after school sports, I'd always have kind of, I think, allergy issues unless, like the couple of. Because it's like sports war.
I know. Well, first I thought it was funny because you're like, I used to play after school sports and I was like, I'll brag much. And then you're like, then I had allergy drums.
It was required.
Like, oh, that totally.
Like I would have chosen that. It's like I'm the guy who went to summer camp every day with like a bag of comics and just sat behind the dugout so they wouldn't see me.
Well, of course, the dugout. Yeah, that's sports happen.
Well, yeah, sports. I'm bragging again.
Ooh, the dugout.
Dugout. That's a sports term. You might not know. But advanced analytics. It involves the dugout. No, but I would. There was a couple of weeks at the end of, I guess, at the end of soccer season or at the beginning of lacrosse season, where I was adequate. I was going to say great, but I was completely adequate because it was still like it would start to get cold and kind of snowy, and so like all the allergens would be kind of like contained. And so I was like, oh, I'm doing great. I can run now. Like, and I didn't, like, never got diagnosed with any kind of allergy things. It was just kind of like, oh, for some reason, in the spring and the fall, I have a hard time running. But, so I might say Hoth. Didn't mean to turn this into my own personal allergy podcast. But I might say Hoth because then I could, you know, like, run. I might be adequate in Hoth because all the allergens are contained.
Come to Hoth where you'll be adequate.
Yeah, maybe.
But also the desert should be a great place for.
That's true, but too hot. I don't do well with hot.
But is that's actually this is a dumb question. But is Tatooine hot?
Like, oh yeah, because they're always wearing cloaks. And
yeah,
stuff.
They're wearing a lot of clothes there. Mm. Like you just assume it's hot because it's a desert. But like
when I was a kid, that actually used to puzzle me because there's one point when C-3PO was walking and he says, "Oh, my joints are almost frozen."
Yeah. Right.
And I guess he means because of all the sand, you know, it gets everywhere. But it did make me wonder, like, frozen? You know, they have two suns. You think it would be doubly hot.
Yeah. I think I even had that frozen thought as recent as...
You know, you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Well, what about, Jeddah? We just saw Jeddah, and Jeddah was a cool desert. Hey, man, it's a cool desert. I might go to Jeddah. We'll see.
Yeah, that's good. It's kind of like the best of... Speaking of which, the landscaping bill on this planet must be incredible. You think this is all just wild? This has to be all maintained and everything, right? All the these little islands and little lagoons.
Somebody's doing something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because otherwise there'd be like those palm frond things all over the ground, Those things that we get in LA where you can't run a car over them.
Do we think this is freshwater or saltwater?
You know, I'm going to say brackish.
Yeah, I know.
I love brackish water. No, I'm going to say saltwater.
Okay.
But, you know, there's nothing...
That was my gut because it looks very, it's very beachy.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Hawaii.
I guess
where did they shoot this part?
Believe it or not, all the ground scenes were shot in London.
What?
All this stuff is all CGI. All this stuff on the ground was all shot with fake palm trees in England.
Oh wow. Yeah, what's the name of that studio?
I don't know.
Pinewood? Is it Pinewood?
There is a Pinewood studio. I don't know if it's this one or not. But
I think it's that.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Yeah, right. Historically, Pinewood was where they shot Harry Potter.
Right.
Like all the a lot of the famous stuff. Right?
Elstree.
Also, yeah. Isn't that the same?
I don't know.
Right.
Elstree, Pinewood. Boy, everybody's yelling at us right now.
But anyway, that's where this was shot. Like Full Metal Jacket, it was shot in England. So my follow-up question about the landscapers is, are they complicit in imperial crimes? If you're the gardener for the empire, an imperial landscaper, are you
a bad person?
Yeah, are you basically like if you got killed in this attack, were you like, well, you shouldn't have been gardening for the empire then?
Yeah.
Now, what about if like you were secretly poisoning their plants,
the Galen Erso style? Yeah. I'm like, oh,
you'd be like, hey, look, I
was just a really bad gardener.
Yeah.
It's like Oscar Schindler. No plant survived the whole time I was there.
Yeah. Why won't this grass stop being brown?
Anyway, so yes, we all agree then that the gardeners should all be executed after the war's over.
I think that's what the Cassian show that Disney Plus is doing, I think it's mostly going to really focus on the gardeners.
Hunting down the gardeners. It's like the Nazi war crimes to Lightfoot gardeners.
I'm trying to see. It doesn't say on the Wikipedia page. It doesn't say. It just says deeper oceans teeming with life were surrounded by rocky archipelagos. You remember him? He was the bounty hunter.
Oh, he was a boxer.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I don't see any note about whether it's saltwater or fresh.
Or whether it does say
deeper oceans, which does make me think.
You know what? They probably have droids maintaining it. It's probably not even humans at all. It's probably just robots doing it.
Yeah, it's robot gardeners.
Yeah. Mm. I would like to see that show.
Robot gardeners?
Mm-hmm.
Robot gardeners? Like robot war? Like, what was that show
with
the
robots?
Battle bots.
Gardening instead of fighting.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of mix up some. I would totally love to see all the, like... Take all the competition shows and have like Robot Top Chef, Robot Project Runway. I would watch all.
You want to see all the human jobs replaced by robots?
Uh-huh. You could have human hosts, but then
for how long? Mm.
I wrote landing wobble.
Landing wobble. Mm. What is that? When do you see something? Is there a ship wobbling when it lands?
When this ship, this shuttle ship.
Mm-hmm.
This is the rocket plane that I was thinking of. I thought you were talking about that.
Okay, no, I was talking about the airport shuttle.
When that...
the monorail.
Monorail. When that comes in, it kind of has a little, like, almost like a helicopter, like when it lands, where it's not necessarily always, you know... Like, I feel like all the Star Wars ships that we've seen just land completely smoothly. They've got kind of, historically, they've got this thing where they just... The technology is there that they can just land, you know, without... And then this shuttle lands. The way it lands, it has a little bit like a tilt to it, like somebody's manually
like there's wind flying it with a buffeting stick.
Oh, maybe it's the wind.
Yeah, blame it on the wind.
Mm, buffeting it like Margaritaville. but yeah, so the landing wobble kind of it didn't seem Star Warsy to me, and that's a totally like a minor like nitpicky quibble. But that's why we're here.
Yeah,
I have that song Wobble in my head now. Wobble, baby, wobble. Tony knows it.
No, I don't. No. I want to help you here, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's not a bizarre album?
It's like a 90s wedding song. I feel like it's like sort of a 90s wedding staple. Mm. Wobble, baby.
I tried
wobble,
to avoid
baby,
weddings
wobble,
in
baby,
the 90s.
Wobble.
That's probably the issue.
There
here.
You go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. Yes, of course. The Wobble song by Brooks and Dunn.
I don't know who sings it, but I bet someone does. If you can hear,
I bet someone does.
Give us a
call.
Know what?
I will agree with that. Yeah. I bet someone does.
Wobble
I bet
song.
Our friend Stephanie Wobble Taylor Baby does, song and Matt
by
Taylor.
By VIC.
Oh. VIC.
Everybody remembers VIC.
Or Vic? Or just V? Is it V it's, period I period C period?
It's V period I period C period.
Interesting.
What does it stand for?
Wobble is the second single by rapper VIC from his debut album Beast.
Hmm.
The single was produced by Mr. Kala Park.
A little formal.
Sorry. I'm sorry for getting us off track with my song.
Victor Grimmy Owusu, better known by his stage name VIC. His single "Get Silly" reached 29 on the Billboard 100 Hot Chart. So his key songs were "Get Silly" and "Wobble."
Was he going for like the children's demographic? Like is this like a kids bop kind of a thing?
No, "Wobble" was 2008, so it was not a 90s.
Oh
so,
wow, yeah, okay. I don't know why I thought it was 90s. It seems like it would be 90s. I'm sorry, my dogs are fighting.
No, I'm sorry.
So I have something about this minute to say.
Okay.
Not to take the attention from VIC.
Don't distract from the wobble.
And his silly willy. What is it? Wobble and what's the name?
I closed it already.
Oh, okay.
Get something silly.
Like the Wiggles.
Get silly. Yeah, there you go.
Get silly. No, so while they're walking through the station there, you see the other K2SO. You also see two Imperial guys talking to a Death Star droid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a Death Star droid. It's
well,
a...
So.
But I think that's so funny because that's another reason I don't want robots around. I already feel like I have to get into enough awkward conversations where I have to fake my interest with humans. Mm. I don't want to have to sit there being like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get out of this conversation with this that this robot is telling me a story? You know what I mean? The robot's going blah, 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 blah. And the humans are just like looking at it like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. And, you know, what could a robot say that could possibly be interesting?
This robot in specifically.
Yes.
This is 4D6JA7.
Uh-huh.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a lady.
Ooh.
And she because
dude,
she
looks like a lady.
She's trusted with a lot of as the kind of archive, a droid serving the Imperial Archives thing. She sees a lot of classified information.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got kind of extra security measures. And so she can't be kind of like accessed easily, her memory banks. And so because of that, apparently she's developed kind of an attitude. She's kind of conceited and arrogant. So she's probably just kind of, you know, those guys are, you're absolutely right, trying to get out of that conversation because she's probably just like, well, in that weird droid language.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, yeah. Oh, well.
It's funny that you made a point of saying it's a lady droid. The voice does not sound at all ladylike. It sounds like just like the Death Star droid in the other one.
Right.
So.
Do we know that was a lady?
That lady, those ladies smoke a lot. It sounds like,
yeah, smoking ladies.
Ooh. I had a couple of thoughts. That one, you know, we've seen the whole like rebels disguise as Imperials thing so many times, and often, you know, it's stormtrooper gear, or whatever. But like when it's happened before, it's always. It generally, I think, has been like in the Death Star, which is enormous. And while I think this place is big, it's not Death Star big. Mm. And like, is it big enough that they can really just blend in that easily with just their faces showing?
You're saying it would be like if you worked in an office and one day just someone just showed up and was just like... shuffling papers around. And I was like, who's that guy or whatever?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Plus they had like a 2-day beard.
That's the style now,
right? Yeah.
Plus, if that lady droid is so smart,
right? She would know. She would call them out. Well, maybe that she's distracting them all with her kind of
her librarian talk.
Wiles.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say her conceited antics. Yeah, it does seem. I mean. Let me draw on my personal experience and say when I've worked in an office that had like 20, 30 people. Mm-hmm. And there were certainly days where there's like a new person and I wasn't just like, who is this? Like, I didn't like report them or anything because I'm just like, that must be a new guy.
You know? But did you, probably didn't have to wear a uniform in this place. Although, right. Does that make it better or worse? I don't know.
Right. I think if they were there and they were wearing a uniform, I'd just be like, well, they must have, obviously somebody gave them a uniform. They must work here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I also feel like if you're in an office and somebody new appears, especially in this situation when it's like the empire and everybody's scary and mean, like you wouldn't want to say, like you wouldn't want to be the guy who doesn't know who that guy is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so even if you were like, wait a minute, you wouldn't say it out loud because you're afraid that your boss would choke you out.
All right.
Right.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Good point. Fair.
Or at least you would ask around a lot first just to make sure that it wasn't someone important that you were like.
Right. Keep your head down and don't raise questions.
Yeah. Captain Scruffy over there looks a little suspicious.
Arr. Should have a scene of just that a Frenchman. Random other person coming up. It's like, hey, are you new here? I'm Jim. And just introducing, you know, Jim from Star Wars.
Right.
All the names I could have gone with.
No, because now I'm totally picturing just like one of those like egregious coworker. Just go, not egregious. I keep using egregious when I mean
gregarious.
Gregarious. One of those gregarious kind of coworkers just being like, you're like, hey, babe, what's going on? You're new here? Let me show you around. Like, I give you like, show you the ropes. This coffee machine's out of order, but the one down on three is totally, like, and just like going, like cashing. It's just like, I have to go. And they're just like, no, well, hey, let me at least introduce you to Phyllis. And like, you know, going through this whole thing.
I got Jim. Wait, is this it's an the office?
Yeah, I guess. Space office. So, anyone else have anything else for minute 91?
Oh, I have a question. Maybe you guys have already talked about this.
I said 4D6JA7.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I think I broke one in the middle there.
Is this like some sort of, they have these beautiful waterfalls. I don't think they're just aesthetic. So is it like a, do you think they're desalinating? Is it
or
like
generators?
Or like a Roman aqueduct or some sort of. Like,
although I do like the idea that they could be just for aesthetics, like somebody has an office that just looks out right at that, like in that would be pretty cool.
Jim got the waterfall office.
Jim.
I mean, it could be aesthetic because like Krennic wears a cape; he's not wearing that for function,
right?
They do like their flourishes. If I worked near that window, I would have to go to the bathroom all the time if I just heard that gushing water constantly going, oh my gosh. Sorry, that's TMI.
I do like this, and again, maybe you guys have talked about this, but I do like this setting, though. It's like, because I feel like we've seen so many different environments in Star Wars, and I felt like this was like, oh, this is kind of one we actually haven't gotten before.
Right.
And and it just looks cool, and it's different, and... I also, I was a little bummed. I still wanted some of those things that we saw in the trailers and even like posters. There was like, I think a poster that was like all the stormtroopers in the water, which I thought was such a cool image and then doesn't actually happen.
It's like the David Lee Roth crazy from the heat, but stormtroopers. If you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. We're crazy from the heat.
Which, once again, that song is not on that EP.
Crazy from the heat?
Yeah. Going Crazy is on Eat 'Em and Smile.
Oh.
And but the Crazy from the Heat EP does not have Going Crazy on it, even though the song is Going Crazy from the Heat. Let's save that for my DLR cast. I just wanted to note real quick before we move on, the 77 sounds, it keeps coming back. Like, they did a really good job of making this feel like this takes place in the universe that Star Wars takes place in. So that, like, the Death Star droid sound and the kind of background, Imperial corridor sounds a couple of those little musical stings just sound very much like, oh, this is straight out of original Star Wars. And so it's a good job, everybody. Yeah. Good job, everybody.
Thank you.
You all did a great job bringing this minute together.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other questions, comments, suggestions? All right, then I guess that'll wrap up minute 91. And hey, listeners, did you miss us this weekend? I sure did. Mm. But if you were one of our loyal Patreon supporters, you could have had bonus episodes. We could have been with you all weekend long.
Even the treasonous Patreon supporters.
Even though, no, not the treasonous ones.
No, yeah, well.
Treasonous ones do not get any bonus episodes. So make sure you are loyal. Go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. Become a supporter. Get bonus episodes. Get lovely prints drawn by yours truly. Go do that and join us for another Star Wars Minute.